Track 1, Heading Introduction. This is the Midwestern Community News, the Midwestern Regional Council Community Newsletter for 2021. This audio copy is issued by the Midwestern Regional Council for the use of print handicapped residents. Spelling will be quoted for important, difficult, or unfamiliar words or names. Photographs, sketches, diagrams, charts, etc. will be described in brief as far as possible, and their captions will be read. Page numbers will not be read, but the reading is arranged by subject in tracks, organized as outlined in Track 2, Index of Tracks. Track numbers and titles will be announced. Remember, if you're playing a CD version, you can, by using the skip button on your CD player, listen to any track you choose without having to listen to the whole recording to do so. This facility is not available on downloaded versions. There's another little story on Track 16. Track 2, Heading Index of Tracks, helps you find your way around the recording. Track 1, Introduction, explains how the document will be read. Track 2, Index of Tracks, this track now playing. Track 3, Masthead. Track 4, Fermenter Festival, celebrating all things fermented. Track 5, From the Mayor's Desk. Track 6, Charity Shield, 27th of February, Dragons vs. Rabbitohs. Track 7, Mudgee Airport Runway and Taxiways Resealed. Track 8, News in Brief, 7 items. Track 9, Free Local Jobs Site, Connecting Employers with Job Seekers. Track 10, Art Gallery Construction Marks Halfway Point. Track 11, $2.6 million secured for 7 community projects. Track 12, Your Council Representatives. Track 13, Live, Work, Invest, Visit. Track 14, Events Calendar for February-March. Track 15, Contact Midwestern Regional Council. Track 16, A Story. The reading will now commence with Track 3. Track 3, Heading Masthead. Midwestern Regional Council Community News for February 2021. There is a sketch in black and white, no shades of grey, giving the impression of a silhouette of a rural scene showing rolling hills with a few trees on the skyline. At one point below the horizon, there is an orchard of white trees. Over a gorge is a six-legged steel trestle bridge, which a man on a tractor has just crossed as he makes his way along a fenced road to a farm complex, complete with sheds, a water tower, a house, a windmill, and a silo. Track 4, Heading, Fermenter Festival, celebrating all things fermented. The region's newest event, Fermenter, is heading to Rylstone and Candos on Saturday the 13th of March. The Fermenter Festival will celebrate the art of fermentation by local producers, from sauerkraut to kombucha, small batch beers and fine wines, to chocolate and cheese. The day-long festival will feature a variety of events, beginning with food and wine markets and entertainment in Candos, joining a series of workshops throughout the day, hosted by local producers on their process, from kombucha making to sourdough baking. Finish off the day with a gourmet hamper at the Twilight Picnic on the banks of the Kadjigong River in Rylstone. Tickets to workshops and the Twilight Picnic can be purchased at 123tix.com.au, that's numbers 123 letters T-I-X. The Fermenter Festival is jointly funded by the New South Wales Government through Create New South Wales and the Australian Government's Regional Tourism Bushfire Recovery Fund. It is proudly delivered by Council in partnership with Cementa and Mudgee Region Tourism. The numbers. 13th of March, date of the inaugural Fermenter Festival. $30, starting price of a Fermenter workshop ticket. 10 a.m. start time of the Candos markets in Coomba Park, featuring all local stallholders. The main photo is divided and shows people in the park eating local food from a platter and a local lady selling fermented produce. Below is a small photo of locally made chocolate. Track 5, heading from the Mayor's Desk. I'd like to congratulate all of the Australia Day Award nominees and winners, including our dual Citizens of the Year, Dr. Alex Garnham and Dr. Gary Moore, for their work in establishing the Mudgee Fever and Respiratory Clinic. I'm always blown away by the wonderful contributions so many of our citizens make to their community every day, and our Australia Day Awards are a fantastic way to acknowledge this. I am sure many were delighted to see the reopening of the Town Hall Cinema earlier this month. Council is currently reviewing future screenings based on this COVID-safe February trial. To stay up to date with cinema news, follow Council's Facebook page. Council's major projects are full steam ahead, including the Mudgee Regional Art Gallery, which is progressing well and on track to be completed in July. Midwestern Regional Council will hold its first meeting of 2021 this month. Speakers wishing to address Council can now do so again with Open Day resuming. More information on Track 8. By Mayor Des Kennedy. Track 6, heading Charity Shield, 27th of February, Dragons vs. Rabbitohs. The annual Charity Shield returns to Mudgee this month when the St. George Illawarra Dragons take on the South Sydney Rabbitohs. To protect players, staff and the community, some changes have been implemented as part of the game day schedule in accordance with health orders. As a COVID-safe venue, patrons will be required to sign in via the Service New South Wales app upon entry to the stadium. The first allocation of tickets has been exhausted. Depending on health orders, there may be a second release closer to game day. Register on Council's website and be the first to receive updates on the second allocation of tickets. There are six notes. 1. Gates open 5:30 p.m. Kick-off 6:30 p.m. 2. A free shuttle bus will be operating in Mudgee CBD and West Mudgee. A low-floor bus will also be available for patrons requiring assistance. Pick-up and drop-off locations on Council's website. 3. Health orders may require that patrons wear a mask to the event. As a COVID-safe event, the Charity Shield will be cashless, and patrons not in a family group should remain 1.5 metre apart when seated. 4. Return services will be operating from Gulgong, Candos, Rylstone and Loo. Tickets are available at 123tix.com.au. 5. Limited parking will be available at the Mudgee Racecourse. Parking is available at all shuttle bus pickup locations. Strictly no public parking will be permitted at Glen Willow or on Pitts Lane on game day. Note, vehicles displaying a disabled parking pass will also be permitted to park in the car park areas on Pitts Lane directly across from the stadium. 6. Glen Willow is a short 1 kilometre walk from Mudgee CBD across the Holyoke footbridge. A colourful photo shows a young St. George Illawarra Dragons fan holding a banner of support at a Dragons game at Mudgee's Glen Willow Regional Sports Stadium. Track 7. Heading. Mudgee Airport runway and taxiways resealed. Mudgee Airport's runway, taxiways and aircraft parking areas have been renewed with an all-new reseal. Last year, Council secured $187,500 in grant funding from the Bushfire Community Recovery and Resilience Fund, jointly funded by the New South Wales and Australian governments, plus an additional $308,000 in grant funding through the Australian Government's Regional Airports Program to undertake repair, reseal and line marking works. Council partially matched funding for the project to continue to support a regular passenger service and critical air services, including the Royal Flying Doctor Service and Rural Fire Service. Regional airports are essential for local economies, and in the Midwestern region, particularly so for our tourism, medical and mining industries. A council truck laying gravel at Mudgee Airport is shown at right. Track 8, heading News in Brief. There are 7 items. Native trees planted at Red Hill, Gulgong. Native trees have been planted to help rejuvenate the Red Hill environment and encourage growth and protection of the plant and animal species native to the area. Last year, Council secured $10,000 through the Australian Government's Community Environment Program for the ongoing beautification of Red Hill, Gulgong. Charbon Reservoir Upgrades. Council has completed upgrades to Charbon Reservoir, refurbishing existing reservoir infrastructure and site security to improve water quality. Additional works are scheduled in coming months. Council is responsible for the management of 5 existing water supply systems, including the Mudgee and Gulgong potable systems, Rylstone Candos Charbon Clandulla potable system, and the Mudgee and Gulgong chlorinated bore water irrigation systems. State Government Online Development Application Service. If you're seeking council approval on a new build or renovation, you can now submit development applications or DAs online, anywhere, anytime, through the New South Wales Planning Portal. Use of this service will become mandatory for all councils from July. Through this transition period, to make lodgement as easy as possible, Council will have a dedicated planning kiosk at its Mudgee Customer Service Centre, and staff will also be available to assist with the process. Open Day resumes. Residents wishing to address Council can now do so again with the trial recommencement of the Open Day section of Council's monthly meeting. Speakers must contact the General Manager's office by 4 p.m. the day before the Council meeting. The chambers will remain closed to the general public. However, speakers are welcome to bring one other person to attend their presentation. New library resource available. Current students and school leavers can discover the career best suited to them through a new tool available on the library website. My Career Match is a free career profile resource that matches your personality style to potential careers. Proudly funded by Midwestern Regional Youth Council, the site also provides helpful tips and instruction on resume writing. Community plan proposals. Council would like to thank residents who submitted a community plan proposal as part of the annual budgeting process. Submissions have now closed and are currently being reviewed. They may be included in the draft operational plan that is due to be presented at the April Council meeting. For more information, visit yoursay.midwestern.nsw.gov.au. Events assistance. Local event organisers are encouraged to apply for funding and in-kind support through Council's Event Assistance Program, opening Monday the 1st of March. The program is open to not-for-profit events that are being held from the 1st of July to the 31st of December 2021. Organisers can apply for up to $2,500 in assistance with multi-year funding available. Applications close Monday the 29th of March. Track 9 heading, Free Local Jobs Site, Connecting Employers with Job Seekers. Businesses can now advertise vacancies and connect with job seekers free of charge on Council's All Local Employment website. MudgeeRegionJobs.com.au is an online platform where local businesses can create listings to increase visibility of vacant jobs, recruit for positions, and source potential employees. Developed by Council and funded by the New South Wales Government, the site is part of a series of initiatives and activities to be launched over 2020-21 to support local business. There is no cost to register or create job listings on Mudgee Region Jobs, and businesses can discover potential employees in the one-stop shop, which will help retain local talent, source external talent, support business growth, and help our business community. Additionally, job seekers can search vacant positions and create job seeker profiles completely free of charge. To learn more and register, visit mudgeeregionjobs.com.au. Track 10 heading, Art Gallery Construction marks halfway point. Construction of the Mudgee Regional Art Gallery has reached the halfway point and is on track to be completed in July. The building's structural framework is up and installation of air conditioning, communications, electrical and plumbing are underway. Painting and restoration of the adjoining Cudgegong Shire Heritage Building is being carried out both internally and externally. Construction of a pathway linking the gallery with the sculpture walk along Walker's Oval is expected to begin this month. An aerial view of the Mudgee Regional Art Gallery construction site is shown adjoining the Cudgegong Shire Heritage Building. Track 11 heading, $2.6 million secured for 7 community projects. Council has secured $2.6 million in state government grant funding for 7 important community projects that include 1. $808,069 for Stage 1 of LED street lighting replacement in Mudgee and Gulgong. 2. $500,000 for amenity upgrades to Cudgegong Waters Park. 3. $500,000 for car park extensions at Glen Willow Sporting Complex. 4. $250,000 for Midwestern Regional Playground Shading Program. 5. $250,000 for fit out of a new Mudgee Showground grandstand. 6. $250,000 for construction of a hangar and ancillary studio at Mudgee Airport. And 7. $50,000 for a business case for an indoor pool at Mudgee. These projects are being delivered through the New South Wales Government's Resources for Regions funding program. A young boy and girl are pictured playing on playground equipment at Lawson Park, Mudgee. Track 12 heading, Your Council Representatives. Councillor Des Kennedy, Mayor, 02-6378-2850. Councillor Sam Payne, Deputy Mayor, 0431-208-646. Councillor Paul Cavalier, 0403-995-533. Councillor Russell Holden, 0422-219-911. Councillor Alex Caravas, 0428-670-905. Councillor Esme Martins, 02-6358-8237. Councillor John O'Neill, 0427-662-486. Councillor Peter Shelley, 0403-156-405. And Councillor Percy Thompson, 0428-740-226. There is a head and shoulders photo of each of the 9 councillors. Track 13, heading, Live, Work, Invest, Visit. Live. To improve traffic movements and pedestrian safety around the new Mudgee Hospital and Mudgee Medical Centre, Council plans to construct a roundabout at the intersection of Church and Mears Streets. A pedestrian refuge is also planned to be constructed on Church Street outside Mudgee Medical Centre. This development is a positive step towards improvement in pedestrian safety and traffic flow in the area. However, some parking will be lost on Church Street to accommodate both of the improvements. Off-street parking will become available at Mudgee Hospital via Mears Street. Construction is expected to commence in the coming months. Learn more at yoursay.midwestern.nsw.gov.au. Work. Midwestern Regional Council is an award-winning organisation offering a range of career opportunities in areas such as admin, planning and development, water supply, parks and gardens, libraries, operations and community services. Council is an equal opportunity employer and values diversity in its people. For current positions vacant, go to employment on Council's website. Invest. 275 new businesses were registered in the Midwestern region in the first half of the 2020-2021 financial year across a range of industries. a total of 466 new businesses were registered in the region in the 2019-20 financial year, an additional 3 businesses on the previous year. Council's Economic Development Team provides support to all businesses in the region. Learn more at midwestern.nsw.gov.au. Visit. It's showtime across the region. Annual shows give the community a chance to celebrate local achievements and recognise the region's produce and agricultural excellence. Shows are held across the region's showgrounds that boast purpose-built pavilions and dedicated facilities. Council is proud to support local shows which engage, educate and entertain local communities. Track 14, heading events calendar February-March. 20th of February, Gulgong Show and Rodeo at Gulgong Showground. All the excitement of the annual rodeo, plus family favourites including farmyard nursery, whip cracking and more. 27th of February, Charity Shield at Glen Willow Stadium, Mudgee. Watch the St George Illawarra Dragons take on the South Sydney Rabbitohs. More details in Track 6. 28th of February, the Country Championships at Mudgee Racecourse. Part of a bumper sports weekend in Mudgee, this traditional country race meeting coincides with the Charity Shield weekend. 6th of March, Mudgee Show at Mudgee Showground. Mudgee Show will be a livestock-only event this year. The agricultural event is proposed to include cattle, sheep, horses and poultry. 13th of March, Fermenter at Rylestone and Candos various venues. Food and wine markets, entertainment, fermenting workshops and twilight picnic. Tickets at 123tix.com.au. 20th of March, Cannes Cruise 2021 at Mudgee Showground. See all the classic cars of the Cudgegong Cruisers taking part in the annual fundraising rally to support local charity Can Assist. Track 15, heading Contact Midwestern Regional Council. For more information, search events on Council's website. All information in this newsletter is correct at the time of publication. Events may be subject to change based on COVID-19 health orders. Please contact event organisers for further details. Stay up to date with Council news as it happens. Like Mid-Western Regional Council on Facebook. Follow at Choose Mudgee Region on Instagram. Midwestern Regional Council address 86 Market Street or Post Office Box 156, Mudgee 2850. Telephone 02-6378-2850 or 1300-765-002. Fax 02-6378-2815. Email council@midwestern.nsw.gov.au. Website www.midwestern.nsw.gov.au. This is the end of the reading of the Midwestern Community News for February 2021. However, there's still some room available, and I thought you might enjoy this little story. Track 16, heading a story, title Road Rage. A guy in a van pulls up next to a Rolls-Royce at a red light and asks, "Hey, is your car Bluetooth enabled?" The Rolls owner nods. "So is mine." "Got Wi-Fi?" The Rolls owner nods again. "Me too. What about a double bed?" "No, do you?" asks the Rolls guy. "Yep." The light changes and the van takes off. Jealous, the Rolls guy heads to a Pimp My Rolls customizing shop and gets a double bed installed. Then drives around until he finds the van parked on the side of the road. He raps on the window. "Guess what? I've got a double bed put in my car too." The van owner peers out. "You got me out of the shower to tell me that?" Joke from the Reader's Digest Australia website. Attribution seen on the internet. This is the end of the recording. Your volunteer narrator has been Jean Reed.